Blog Talk Radio.
Coming through your motherfucking speaker. And you know what? It's Therapy Thursday in this motherfucker tonight. You know what? Shout out to what I've been drinking. Shout out to what I'm getting ready to start smoking. Y'all know how we do that hot talk. Don't be shocked. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just be understanding. You know what I'm saying? Don't be judgmental. Just, you know, just relax and enjoy the show. You know what I'm saying? We're professionals here. You know what I'm saying? Don't fret, don't worry. It's going down tonight. Let's see who I got in this bitch with me, because, I mean, the switchboard is dancing already. If you're trying to get through and it's giving you some problems, my suggestion to you is just fall back, take a few deep breaths, and then call back in a few minutes. The switchboard gets overloaded. When you got millions of people dialing one number, what do you expect? I mean, come on now. This is the hottest motherfucking show in the entire world. It's the world station. Did you expect anything less? Let me see what I got in the super niggas on deck. Is there a super nigga in the building?
All the motherfucking time. Y'all already know what to do, man. It's your boy, DJ Trouble John. We in the building, man. 917-889-8677 is the call-in number, man. Hey, how you like to fuck? That's what I'm talking about. Face down, ass up. What's the motherfucking move? We're getting it in, man. We're doing it real big. We're fucking with everybody, man. We'll give y'all a chance to run to your phone, run to your laptop. Do what you got to do, man. We're going digital, man. We got a lot of questions we got out there, man. You know, people been, you know, sending us little motherfucking questions and shit and answers to the questions. And we just got a whole lot of shit to run down, man. It's going down. Lately, we're in the building, man. We got a full roster. It's going digital, man. Super niggas on deck. Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. Women are definitely in the motherfucking building, and we're finna find out how they like to fuck. That's what I'm talking about, man. Do they like to fuck in the woods, in the elevator? How you like to fuck? Do you like to fuck standing up, laying down? We're finna find out what the motherfucking move is, man. Hey, let's get it in. Don't get
hey,
it twisted.
Yeah. Pardon me for a second. But I heard you say that, you know, we've been getting a lot of, you know, messages and, you know, emails and stuff. But technically that's what they're supposed to do when in doubt. Call the professionals, call the doctors, call the counselors at Hot Talk Radio. They're doing what they're supposed to do. Congratulations, people. You have finally learned how to follow directions. You know what I'm saying?
This
is saving the world one show at a time. In the event that you desire to say something, please press the number one that will alert us that you desire to speak, and you will be included into the conversation. Until then, happy motherfucking listening. Because I see a lot of y'all on the switchboard, you know what I'm saying? And some of y'all probably didn't listen to the prompt when she said, you reach Brooke Cook with you, you're in the queue, press one, you know, press one that will let me know that you want to say something. It's just like, it's like raising your hand on the switchboard. Other than that, I won't be opening your mic. But enjoy listening, though. You know what I'm just saying? I don't want people to say, I was on the switchboard, and I wanted to say something. They ignored me. You know, you didn't follow instructions. It's good that you followed instructions to call in and get a professional opinion about the topic. But however, if you desire to say something, you will have to wave your hand. And the way to wave your hand is to press 1. Let's proceed. It's Therapy Thursday again on Hot Talk Radio. I'm so glad y'all tuning in for y'all motherfucking therapy, baby. How do you like to fuck? Tonight is That's the Way We Like to Fuck Thursday. How do you like to fuck? It's face down, ass up, only for women with big booties. I mean, I had a nigga tell me only if your booty is big is acceptable to fuck face down, ass up. But what if you ain't got no booty? But that's what you like.
I believe
I'm
the one
that
told you that. I believe you got that for me. Yeah, I co-signed that.
Excuse me.
Okay, go ahead.
Before you defend and, you know, start, you know, proving or whatever, getting to your theory, let me finish with the topic, okay? Because I will forget. Shout out to what I'm drinking. Do slim women ride the best? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, these questions are coming in. The fire minds want to know. They send them to the doctors. And they also want to know what the world thinks. Is missionary only for couples? Is sex in the light only for cutty buddies? Is the 6 and 9 position only for committed relationships only? Only. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't be 6 and 9 and no motherfucker you just ran into at the club. I'm just, they want to know. Do you pick a mate based on their sexual performance? Like, they ain't got to know shit, ain't even got to talk. But they can fuck, suck, and freaking treat, you know. Okay, I'm just saying, okay. Now, does size really matter? And that goes for the ass, the dick, the titties, the pussy, the whole nine. We are taking it back to the way the world likes Hot Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? We are as nasty, freaky, raw, real, and uncut as we want a motherfucking be. Lego.
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 On that note, how radio is in full effect tonight, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And one thing is for certain, Lady Libra is in the motherfucking building, and I am a brick house.
This your boy Dub, he's going down right here on the west side of Atlanta. Lady Libra, coming through your speaker.
Represent the ATL.
Through your speaker. Ow.
Well, put together, everybody knows this is how the story goes.
House Talk Radio.
You gonna respect this precious pussy. You gonna respect this pussy.
Okay, then. What it do, man? It's your boy Magno. T.I., Mr. Southside, man, you know we up in here, man, trying to keep it cracking like a broke bat. Hot Talk Radio, what it do, what it does, man. Y'all know y'all my partner them to the end. Hey, we ride. Trap, what up? Lady Libra, what up? Hey, man, they get their money, man. 2012, we shout out. Run around with that Nina. Y'all already know what time it is. White Man, T.I., Mr. Southside. Okay, then. All right, all right. Okay, okay.
Hot Talk Radio.
That's right, y'all. It's going digital. It's going down. It's getting down right funky, man. We got a lot of shit we need to find out, man. A lot of questions on deck, man. But, you know what I'm saying? It's basically, you know, face down, ass up. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, everything is A1, like good damn credit right here, man. So, check this out, man. We're gonna get into some shit. We're going to play some music. We're going to, you know what I'm saying, feel the vibe.
You bad, bro. We got to call them. They don't want to hear what we're going to do. They want us to do it, baby. Let's see who this is. 678-531.
I don't want to
name
with you. I don't want to name with you.
I'm in this motherfucker straight up, west side all day. Know that.
Who it is?
It's Julie, baby. You just told me to call the number early. You know what time it is?
We got I'll tell you what your name again. Tell the word your name again.
I'm Young Euler, baby.
I'm being real hype about the topic. I mean, I want to know, I got a question for you. Is face down ass only for, you know, women with big booties, or is it acceptable for women with, you know, small bottoms to, you know, to get it that way too? I mean, is it, because see, Strapper John is going to get ready to bring his side of it because he was reading the messages that were coming in concerning the topic. He agreed that you ain't supposed to have face down ass up if your booty is small. You know what I'm saying? I need to ask you.
Well, shit, if your booty's small, I don't think you need to be hitting it at all. You feel me?
Damn, what I'm talking about?
No, hold on.
Unless a nigga trying to blow you up, you're trying to get your booty big, then that might be the position for you. Other than that, you might need to goddamn do some ass up.
I done seen some motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, they look like they ain't got no ass, but when they bend over, you know, it kind of extend a little bit. So, you know, you got to be careful. You got to, you know, got to analyze, visualize, and adapt to the whole situation. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody just pissed
it's all
my
kind of
pussy off.
And shit out
and I'm getting
there,
ready
bro,
to start sitting
true.
On fucking faces. Somebody thought my pussy was motherfucking playing.
So I made that pussy mad. It's all too good.
No,
you know what I'm
I ain't gonna be up there saying, you know what I'm saying, because everybody, women are built. Two bitches come in all shapes, sizes, races, colors, heights, and all that. Just because somebody is not as round in the bottom, you all can't discriminate on their sexual positions and how they like.
Your booty
it.
That's like somebody with no titties fucking. How you go, you know what I'm saying? Come on.
She got a knee booty, that's what it is.
So, wait a minute, okay, that's just like saying, okay, what I like to sit on faces, right? But you say that a woman with big booty should not be sitting on faces.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm
yeah, really, because that's a lot of ass to wipe. You know what I'm saying? The bigger the booty, the better, it's a lot of tissue. So you got to make sure, you know, you can't just be going around with.
You know what, that's
yeah.
why you and little Uli, both of y'all are in time out. Because I like to sit on faces, and my bottom is not flat. But Jay Harden told me to come on and sit on his face. So fuck both of y'all.
You doing right?
Your body's so uptight.
What's up, world? What's up, world? It's your girl, Lady Leva, coming through you, motherfucking speaker, and we are back. Tonight is That's the Way We Like to for Thursday. We got Dr. TD just checked in. Dr. TD.
A little bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. Yeah, a little fuck, that's my fucking problem. Hello?
Wait a minute, hold on. We got a lot of, the switchboard is lit up, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, doesn't surprise me. We got a high topic, we are High Talk Radio. Now, I'm so glad that we got the doctors that have checked in because Trapper John is getting ready to be in timeout. Because he said some, you know, some things that I have an issue with.
I don't play timeout.
We got Low Key just checked in from the west side. Let's see what he want to add to the conversation. Do he have a question? Low Key, what's going on? This Lady Libra, Dr. TD, Papa John is in the building. What's going on with you?
Shout out to y'all, the host, Lady Libra, Papa John. Just wanted to add in there, you know what I'm saying, like, I've been listening to the conversation and just had to shed a little new light on there. I don't really think that it has to do with the booty, you know what I'm saying? Because a chick with a big booty, yeah, it's cool. But if you ain't working with nothing, you ain't hitting up with nothing but the top anyway. Now, if the sugar walls is deep, then you know what I'm saying, face down, ass up is gonna work. You know what I'm saying? So.
I mean, they do say that the bigger the booty, the smaller the pussy. They do say that. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
you
know.
They come in all shapes and sizes now. From experience, you know what I'm saying? I done experienced, you know what I'm saying, some females that I done underestimated and got surprised. So, you might get a chick that's 4'11", you know what I'm saying, and very shapely, you know what I'm saying, in all the right places. So I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, I don't know, Dr. TD, what you think about that, man?
I was fucking bad, bitch. That's my fucking problem.
I need you to just stay focused and not be fucking bad bitches. I mean, I know you got a fucking problem, but I need you to focus right now.
Well, I like to fuck. That's my fucking problem.
Hey, Dr. TD, man. You know, it's like you could get like a short, fat bitch, and she got like a skinny pussy. I mean,
I think we're confused. I'm trying to figure out why is it that you think that only big booty bitches are supposed to like a face down ass. So I mean, when I was 112. At one point in my life, I just, you know, like, face down, ass up. I mean, so.
That's probably the only position you can do. That's probably the only position you can do. Shit, you 500 pounds. Shit, hell. Ain't nobody can't get in between that.
Yeah, real talk, man. I just love Columbia.
Hell.
You know what I'm saying? And they love face down, ass up. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you a bony bitch, like. Yeah, ain't no really no need for you to be trying to do face down ass up and all that, because you ain't got no cushion back there, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is real uncomfortable to be hitting your bones like that, because I'm bringing the pain. I mean, 1 minute of fury, I'm bringing 60 pumps in 60 seconds. That shit ain't good, you know what I'm saying, to be trying to go bone to bone like that.
That shit like a sword fight. That's, you know, goddamn, like a hit the shield.
Yeah, that shit inconsiderate is what it is. Damn the rules.
So what you're saying is that only if you got a big booty is it going to be a good ride from the back. If you are flat bottoms, don't even try to get it face down ass up. That's what y'all coming to.
I'm like the first caller.
You're going to get some clapping, but I don't think it's going to be the clapping like that big booty, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
You might get a little applause, but it ain't going to be that much of applause, you know.
If you're that phony and I'm hitting you from the back, you got to keep your mouth open because I'm coming out the front. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. What are you doing? But yeah, like I said, I mean, because certain motherfuckers is only privileged to certain positions. Like I said, ain't no need for no bitch that ain't got no titty talking about, you know, come titty fuck me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like a bitch with no hands giving a hand.
I mean, you can fuck a chest. Or better yet, just sit there and just rub your balls on them and then just put your dick in her mouth. I mean, you can make it work. You know what I'm saying? She might not have no titties to create no friction, but rub your balls on them. I mean, put the dick in her mouth. I mean, sit your balls on the and swerve.
What fun is that when your balls bigger than her nipples? You know what I'm saying? Your balls. Your balls
are
getting her titties. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of shit that is?
Yeah. Little bit of breast cancer crazy.
Okay. Hold on. We got Dr. OP is checked in. Dr. OP, do you have anything that you want to say pertaining to this statement? Because I am infuriated right now.
Yeah, I mean, that last comment, that was a good one, man. I just have to. That's a good one right there. And, man, you know me, that's me. I like it. I like to get rolled, man. I like a good cowboy style. You know, that's what I like. I like that.
I got a question.
You know,
okay, is it a certain, do skinny girls ride best? I mean, is it a weight requirement for riding? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I mean there comes a girl that's skinny or big, long as they know how to work the hips, I believe it's a hip motion thing, you know. Because you can have a skinny girl that can't. Hell, this one at the strip club. You got some skinny hoes that can't dance well for shit. And you got someone that with a little weight on them that might arouse you a little better, you know? So, I mean.
So is it true what they say? OB, is it true what they say that all strippers can fuck?
No, it's not fucking true.
I'm trying to tell you. I co-signed on that. That shit ain't true at all.
You know, it can look good, but it ain't good, you know. It's just like some kind of candy you buy at the store, you know, becoming a pretty-ass rapper, and when you get the shit home and eat it, it tastes like bullshit. So, you know, it's all the same thing to me. It's all like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get, you know, because you can have a fine-ass girl, and she got dry-ass pussy. You know, and that really just fucks you up. You can have this little girl with these big lips and put the what that shit is, the lip gloss on it, and you fight down to yourself, man, that bitch know how to suck a dick, but you put it over in the mouth and it feel like your granny chewing on the dentist, and that shit ain't good at all.
Yeah, that shit wouldn't be good.
That's just like the winner say, you know what I'm saying? Like, I put my dick in the Magnum, and another one of you niggas put their dick in the Magnum, like, it ain't the same. You know what I'm saying?
Well, y'all are trying to say that.
Stay on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you on that one.
We both been Magnus, but it ain't the same. You know what I'm saying?
It's like being an extra large.
Yeah.
It's an eye of the beholder. Fucking is in the eye of the beholder is what you're saying.
No. Fuck that. Dry pussy. It's
dry
there, right?
It's a wrap.
Y'all got some fucking problems. Bottom line.
I tell you what we're going to do. What we're going to do is if you got a question, but if you got...
Think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed along. And just, okay, I got it. Then just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker get the bussing. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking. I be.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it. Yeah, hold it, the finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she living south the valley. Now I'm vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, dude. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is me, be up to par. See, my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Mary, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming back through your motherfucking speaker. These motherfuckers got some fucking problems. For real, I disagree with everything they goddamn saying. DJ Hell Nile in this bitch tonight. Hell Nile, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I make this shit work. Hot Talk Radio, the world station, the hottest shit you ever motherfucking seen. I got Steve-O in the building, along with Low Key, Dr. T-D-O-B, DJ Chopper John is going down. Steve-O. Before I whip the rest of the mics and everybody get to, you know, jumble over each other, what you want to add to the conversation? 44453, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening?
Yes, your female on the line, Nicole.
What's going on, Nicole?
Now, me personally, I like it always. Any way I can get it. From the front, from the back, from the side. I like all of it.
So I'm saying, how you? I got a female on the line, so I don't feel so, you know, left out right now. So how you feel about the statement that they made pertaining to them saying that if a female ain't got no titties, how she going to like to be titty fucked? I mean, what I'm saying is, I mean,
look. First and foremost, I am not a female without titties, okay? So I really, you know, I can't grasp me trying to, I mean, is there something I cannot perform? I'm just not even going to play with a nigga like that.
I don't know. I'm saying, I mean, unless she built like a 13-year-old boy, she got something up there. You know what I'm saying? And
I mean,
she can't just sit on her face.
She can't. If a nigga got to lay his face on her tits to suck him, what's the fucking point? There's no need to play like
you
can.
So what
you're
saying is, if a woman is not, you know, is not extra in certain areas, then she should miss out in life. I mean, it's just like saying
it is for real. I mean, for real. Now,
but
you gotta agree with me on that. I mean,
so you saying that people in wheelchairs should not go to the club? I'm just saying. I'm just asking.
Look, hey, you got to party how you party. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I know my pussy dry and I can give some good head, I'm going to give some good head versus letting a nigga fuck me and then it be hurting and shit.
I mean, that's where you take that spit from that head that you give, put it in your hand and rub it all in your pussy and make that
but
shit work.
It might not keep it. If it's dry piston and I put slob on it, grease on it, that ain't going to keep it because he's going in and out. Some niggas come quick. Some niggas come off dry pussy. They love a little dry pussy. If it ain't dry, they ain't right. So.
I don't know about this shit. I'm just saying.
Some niggas nut fast, so they don't even know whether they get dry pussy, wet pussy, good pussy, bad pussy. They don't really know. They admit it, me.
I mean, Nicole, I'm really... You know, not even being a professional, you know what I'm saying? And whatever it is, I do. This is for real. And everybody knows that I have no fucking clue about nothing that I'm doing with Hot Talk Radio, but I'm making this shit work. And I got millions of listeners that love and adore me.
That's just like,
but I have no clue what you have to do with your pussy.
This is like if you're a prostitute, right? If you know for sure, that your skills ain't in giving a blowjob, you know, that's what niggas like. If you know that ain't
you can fuck a nigga
to death with your damn titties, you can put some oil on and make it feel like pussy, a nigga don't want to fuck your titties versus fucking your mouth.
Damn
you know what I'm saying?
First I get that
and I mean, I'm going to go where the money at. I'm going to go where the money at. You make a Hot Talk do what it do. That's why you go where it's at. But you can't.
Girl, I got so many Monopoly $500 bills.
You know, you got to be for real. This is real talk. Real hot talk. And we talking for real.
That is.
Okay.
We're going to start up on the floor. End up on the bed.
I'm going to go to the next question. I'm getting reports that people are, do you feel like the 69 position is only for committed couples? Because, I mean, I'm getting people saying that they want motherfuckers to 69 and bitches to 69, and they just met them a few minutes. Hey, how you doing? My name is Walu. What's your name? Chinookwa. That's 69. I mean, how you doing?
Right.
Okay, check this out, right? Okay, I've been married 15 years. So, to me, I mean, it's okay because we've been together like that. But nowadays, That's how it is now. You know what I'm saying?
It's
everybody's freaking out.
Hey, you gotta do me first.
So,
hey, same time. I don't know you, man. You gotta do me first. Fuck that. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
there's a lot of niggas that wish you would.
I ain't gonna go up to no nigga and These young girls, now the younger girls, they suck at everything. They suck at pussy, dick, everything.
Right. And
I
and
don't
fuck.
I can't, you know, I'll get
we
down
love
like
them
that. I mean, you gotta have such
kind of
respect about yourself. You know what I'm saying? You ain't just walking around, hey, nigga, you sure look good. Let me suck your bitch. No, nigga, that ain't how it's going down.
Everybody's
doing it. 69. I mean, 69.
I'm saying, if I'm sucking your dick, you know you eating my pussy, for sure.
See, that's what I'm
saying. They walk up throwing their dick in post, not walk.
Right.
And that's why some of them lose what
I'm saying. That day, you have respect for yourself, so you know not to go and be just jumping off all in it like that. Now, if that's what you choose to do, I'll be
there.
You want to
suck dick or suck rubber? What you want to do? Suck dick or suck plastic? What you want to do? Fuck it. Paper or plastic, goddamn it. What you want? You want a brown bag? You want to. What you want? Take your pick. There's somebody background is a real alley. Well, hey, y'all already know what to do, man. It's Hot Talk Radio, 917-889-8677 is the call-in number, man. Y'all already know what to do, man. Hit us up. Let us know if you 69 on the first date. I mean, you got to start somewhere.
69 on the first date.
Hey, I ain't fuck a 69. Just give me my ass.
Hey, you go to Old Nashville
and you can
pay you
more. Well, basically, Papa John, you just take it out. You just take it out. Y'all nasty.
Let's have a cut. Come on, drop them on the floor. To the ground, that's it, girl.
remix, show that dick. I think I know that dick, though. Low-key.
Yeah, what's up, what's up?
How you feeling about the topic right now? Because I'm pissed off. These motherfuckers is crazy. I'm the only one on here with any sense.
Well, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to get a 69, you know what I'm saying, that pussy got to be golden. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it
got
to be squeaky
clean.
Okay, so
you got some respect on here. See, the rest of them, they just like throw that dick in a bitch mouth and, you know, they just on some other shit.
Not,
how you like
that
song
like
that place?
Privilege. Not everybody getting
that's
that
privilege. That's what I'm saying.
Now
you know,
I'm ahead of my
business,
you know, and I'm saying from day one now. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
But not everybody getting the golden tongue, you know what I'm saying, privilege. So that's how I feel about that. You know, on the first date, nah, it ain't happening. If you want to go ahead and go down and give me some head or whatever, I might let you, you know what I'm saying? But it all depends, you know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't taking care of that body, you know what I'm saying, yeah, ain't nothing happening.
That's what's up. What you know about that song I just played?
Yeah, he took it back, you know what I'm saying, 8-time player days, you know.
I almost married them boys back in the day. I was going to marry all of them. That's how much I was in love with their shit. They had nothing decent. They were just like my uncle and them, you know, Luke, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, we got Dr. TD in this bitch. We got Trapper John. We got a caller from 203883. Who it is?
First, I get that sloppy talk, then hit up from the back, right?
Hold on. It just got real added. I'm going to say, who it is?
Antonio.
First, I get that sloppy talk, then hit up from the back, right?
I ain't clicking in yet.
Yeah, your mic is open. I mean, in your background, I guess you got the show plan on the computer because I'm getting feedback.
Hey,
you getting that sloppy talk right now?
Getting that sloppy talk right now.
Exactly. Light this up.
Hey, I'm gonna get a car somewhere.
Light this up. He's 69 right now. He just trying to show your eyes down.
You know what? Don't
everybody quiet. Everybody quiet on the set. What's he doing? Everybody quiet on the set.
He trying to give you that feedback.
Yeah.
You can't talk with your mouth full. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I got another one of the people sent out, you know, another question they wanted to ask. They wanted to know, Dr. TD, do you choose your mates based on their sexual performance? I mean, like, you know, they cannot know shit, don't know how to do shit, but if they know how to treat you in the bed, suck you, fuck you, freak you, treat you, it's all to the good. You a wife them, you know, give them the world. You know what I'm saying? Is that how you choose your mates? I mean, should sex have that much barrier on how you pick your mates? Hey, look, let me tell you something.
Can I comment on that one?
Yeah. Basically, what you really want to understand is people don't understand that sex weighs a lot heavier than people really want to give it credit for. All right? Especially if you want to talk about keeping your man or your woman faithful in your household. You know what I'm saying? Because if your shit don't drip, your man gonna dip. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, y'all already know.
Yeah.
I agree with Dr. TD, man. It weighs a lot. Like I say, if the shit ain't clicking, you know, cause that shit be a little stress. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't plugging right there, you know, now you got pimples and shit. Now you know what I'm saying? Your hair stop falling. That shit crazy.
If you're in a relationship with somebody, you want to throw somebody that ain't no good, you done stressed out all day dealing with whatever you deal with, then you got to come home and deal with the stresses of not being able to fuck? Please, that's not realistic. That's not realistic, at least not in my world. I need to be satisfied at some point by somebody, you know, and if I'm involved in a relationship, I'm for sure. I want the dick to be right because I'm making my own money.
Right.
Oh.
neck, dude.
Hey, and see, a woman like you deserve this dick. You know what I'm saying? So, leave me alone. You deserve this dick, girl. You know what I'm saying? You earned it. You earned it.
You work hard.
Yeah. You earned it.
You work hard. You done made that money. You deserve some dick today.
You deserve it.
I'm gonna get the best of all one way or the other. So
that's what I'm trying to get you. That's exactly what I'm trying to get you.
I'm saying, so low key
yeah.
In the cut. Low key, how do you, do you choose? Please, let's give everybody the opportunity to say what they got to say. We would sound a little bit organized, but really and truly, I really don't give a damn, but that's what people like. However, how do you feel about that question? Do you choose your woman based on how she treats you in the bedroom? Can the bitch not know how to read, not how to do shit, but as long as she fuck that dick, lick them balls, whatever it is that you like, if that's on point, then she the one. She could be wifey.
To really, elaborate on that, I give y'all the respect, listening to what y'all saying, but I don't know, I was raised, by grandma, so I was always raised to respect my woman and, to give her opportunity, where it's at, because if she don't know it, I'm going to teach it to her, If she ain't a freak coming in, she's going to be a freak going out, if that's what she chooses, whether we stay, I take it back, I'd rather have a virgin than somebody that done been had by everybody. So, she ain't gonna really know too much anyway. So
yeah, that's me.
I wanna be the one to bust that cherry, let her know, slob on this knob, check in with me and do your job, So I'm gonna teach you, right.
No kids,
so,
you wanna bust this cherry.
So, I got to be the teacher, So, I'm cool with that, Now, if it's another problem, somewhere else.
Okay, say this out low key. They're like, okay, would you marry a bitch before you fucked her?
Well, now that right there is a hard question to really swallow. That's like buying a car before you test drive it, I got to know something, Something's happening.
That's why I'm like, hey, you got to start somewhere. So, this guy get some practice in along somebody because, like I say, she might be a virgin when you start out, but then I might not even, like how you do it. If I train you, you just might be a slow learner. This shit just ain't right. Certain bitches' pussy just ain't angled right. Like, they might have extra bones in the shit.
That's
why people
be getting
up. Yeah, her pelvic bone might be extra large. Ain't no telling what's going on in there. Yeah. So you got to see what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, I got to see you on that. At least we're going to be engaged before we do anything. I'm going to be there halfway.
You know what? I think you're the one. I think you're the one I've been looking for. I done found him, y'all. You know what?
Run, nigga, run.
You got a soldier right here, I'm strapping up the tent, getting ready to go in for war,
Hey, Loki, I got something I want to tell you. Don't listen to them niggas, because they love to hate on me. You know why they like to hate on me? Because they know I know what I'm doing. And that one thing you're going to enjoy, baby, you're going to love the way I ride it. Don't worry, I got you.
Yeah.
Kiss me in the morning, you know I buy out G5 plane. Yeah, I fly out, hey, on the back, look like Lex sitting on 28. No, you can't get her if you ain't got plenty cake. ATL Georgia, booties look like this size 23, waist pretty face. They can wait to try me.
roller coaster. Soon as I get her to the top, she screams. I put her out like a light, she'll be out for the night. Soon as I head her, hit the pillow, squeeze. Wake her up about 30 minutes later, call her me to tell me later, let's go again. Red zone, I'ma get a first down. Call me Luda Drew Brees, I throw it in. Touchdown, he scores. Ludacris the MVP. With a rack like that and a back like that, CC better CC me. Cause them legs just keep on going. So I gotta put it up, babe. Let the 808 thump and the beat go bump. Cause you ride it like a thoroughbred.
Positions a little bit more intimate, you know what I'm saying? Phase down ass up. I got a question for Low-Key. Low-Key, Dr. T.D., Trapper John. Now, phase down ass up to me is impersonal. Like, if it's a bitch you just cutting up, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to hit me. You know, I ain't trying to look this whole in her face. She ugly, you know what I'm saying? But she got a big juice-ass booty. Is that how, you know, is that the position for that type of situation?
Oh,
or, you know,
my poor
you put the
feel
better for that.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm going to let you go on and answer that one first, man.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm just speechless that you have such a misguided soul, and we need to bring you to life. You know what I'm saying? First of all, it's very impersonal for you not to be face down as a. You know what I'm saying? So you got
really?
A little bit. Yeah, it's very impersonal for you not to be like that. And the reason I say that is because if you're intimate with a person, there shouldn't be any boundaries. You know what I'm saying? It should be whatever you both are comfortable with. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your man want or whatever your woman want, you should be down for it. You know what I'm saying? Because we all heard the phrase, what you don't do, another motherfucker will. You know what I'm saying? So. If y'all done got to the intimate stage, then goddamn, you should be wide open by now.
What I'm saying is, like, you know, everybody is not in a monogamous relationship. Some people are just, you know, waiting on that one to come through. So until that one comes through, you know, this the maintenance man. You know, you
they,
swing
they
through,
never
take care of me.
They never coming. First of all, they never coming. So get that out your mind. That's another problem.
You set the hell up, fucker. You know what? Let me drink.
Hey, you know what? You know what I'm saying? To elaborate on that right there, he got a little valid point, you know what I'm saying? If it's a chick that I ain't really feeling, whether she look good and she got a nice little body and everything and the face ain't hitting, she ain't keeping my man up anyway, you know what I'm saying, unless she got that good dome, you know what I'm saying, and it don't even matter after that, cause, you know what I'm saying, because my man, you know what I'm saying, he ready to go on and put that jackhammer down. So.
Yeah, right.
I'm a co-sign with TD too, cause you know you got to be intimate to bend your ass over. That you know what I'm saying? That you giving up yourself.
Yeah.
You're exposing yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's coming. When you bend that ass over, you don't know what I'm gonna come with. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You just leaving yourself wide open. So it does take, you know, some trust. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I agree with TD. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with bitches I trust.
I mean, I'm gonna let y'all know some real intimate stuff about Dr. TD, and it's a real intimate moment for me. If you bend it over like that to me, what you're saying to Dr. TD is that you love me. All right.
So basically, you saying face down, ass up. That's the way you like to fuck. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. You love me. If you do that, you love Dr. TD.
Say face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck.
Yo, y'all, our radio.
Let me hear you say face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck.
Face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck.
I'm looking for a bitch to spend the night, do the crazy thing while I fuck all night. I don't think I do things like never before. And when I'm done, she'll always be sore from the things I do when I'm fucking. And when I'm tired, the bitch starts taking out some routine with a friend of mine.
My pussy off, and I'm getting ready to start sitting on fucking faces. Somebody thought my pussy was motherfucking playing. I'm just saying. It's Hot Talk Radio, world's fucking station. The hottest internet radio show in the world. Shout out to Dr. TD, a.k.a. Swerve Jizzle. Hip and Sweet, who's probably in the cut somewhere, because he had to move the cut. He said the cut had been infiltrated, and the cut was the universe. So I became a little bit baffled, but, I mean, it's his prerogative. He said he created the cut, he can move it, whatever. Shout out to Big Baby, you know what I'm saying? He checked in early, the switchboard was all overloaded, it was throwing motherfuckers off left to right. That's what we do here at Hot Talk Radio. I mean, you looking for some cold shit, this is not the station for you.
You know what I'm saying? 917-889-8677 is the call-in number. Press the number one that will alert me that you desire to speak, and you will be included into the conversation. Until then, happy motherfucking listening. We got DJ Trapper John on deck. DJ Hell No, a.k.a. Lady Libra. Hell No, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I make this shit work. Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. I'm trying so hard to get y'all basic motherfuckers to unleash the bitch in you. And let's proceed. 770-676, who is this?
Yo, it's the King represent.
Oh, this King Jado.
Oh, really?
Let me introduce you to our luxurious panel tonight. We got Low Key in this bitch. We got Dr. TB. We got Trav. We got Lady Librahale. We done had so many people checking in tonight. It's ridiculous, but that's what Hot Talk Radio is all about. You know, some of the world station. The realest that you can get. Now, I don't know if you've heard the previous conversation or debate that we've been having going on, but they say that only bitches with big booties can get it from, you know, can be face down ass. So I disagree. I feel like, you know, if it's going to hurt you, put a pad in between it, but give it how she like it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're going to want her to give it to you how you like it.
Yeah.
You sound a little speechless. I mean, unleash. Don't hold back.
I mean, I'm not saying that the only women with big asses or whatever, that ain't the thing, but the thing about it is face down, ass up. That's the whole point of it. If you ain't got a big ass, that's your face. That should be your shit.
Let me take a sip.
I said if you don't have a big ass, I mean, if you do have a big ass, that's cool, but if you don't have a big ass, it really should be your position.
Trevor John is disagreeing. So can you give us a little back up your statement?
I put it to you like this, right? The reason being, because see, women with big asses, they only want to fuck with dudes with big dick. So, with that being said, not all fellas have big dicks. So, the women with the big asses, they just want to, you know what I'm saying? They actually encourage their man to, you know what I'm saying? Even though he probably not even hit nothing, but, you know, when her face down, ass up, you know, she ain't got to look at that motherfucker. She actually, you know what I'm saying, doing her own thing.
So you saying that technically face down ass up is really helping people?
Yeah.
With flaws.
Tremendously.
So if you ugly or ain't got no dick, you need to be face down ass up.
Search.
If either party is fucked up in the grill, then that's the business. Just like, fuck it. I don't want to see that nigga. And that bitch don't want to see me. Fuck it.
Well, hey, think about this right here. How are most quickies done? She'll pull up her skirt and tell him to come on.
And that's why a nigga cut the lights off.
Right.
So wait a minute, hold up. Okay, now back to the other question that was sent. So is daytime sex for cuddy buddies or is it for couples? I mean, who is daylight light sex for? What, I mean, are there any rules? So at what time you have sex with a motherfucker? I mean, do you fuck your main lady at night or do you, I mean, what are the rules? I mean, I just can't, you know what I'm saying? If you just real, I don't want to see you at night. I want to hit you and send you on your way.
Yeah,
everybody gets it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really dictate about that either because if you want to say the late at night and you don't want to be seen with the motherfucker, why you fucking
him? Exactly.
I mean, it ain't that damn good.
It ain't good, but the motherfucker ain't about shit. I'm just saying. You know, she got motherfuckers that come through and maintenance the pussy, but, you know, the whole money I want to see you at the mall and take you out and shit, she just won't fuck.
Don't talk about yourself like that, Chuck. Don't bring your personal life
up
on the Hot Talk Radio.
As long as she pay what she weigh, what the fuck? Hey.
So what's shit. Up?
Somebody said what's up. Wait a minute. What did I mean? Somebody just said what's up. Who was that?
Swear G. I'm still talking to your girl. I'm still trying to let her know she deserved.
Oh, okay.
y'all stay out of my conversation.
So I got a question. Is size in the eye of the beholder? I mean, is big titties, is which one is a must? Big ass, big titties, little pussy, big pussy, big dick, which one is a must?
I put it to you like this right here. Me
I'm going to say that I put it as a must.
We all talking at the same time. Let's take turns. Let's go down the road. Low key, which one is a must for you?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that Aquafina is definitely a must, because if she dry, ain't nothing happening.
Okay. Dr. TD, what's a must for you?
Sloppy top.
Go ahead.
Sloppy top.
Who?
That nigga said sloppy pussy.
Man. Somebody that brain.
You know what? You look just wretched. Okay?
Well, you think I'm wretched, but she not the TD tank.
Papa John, what's a must for you?
Ta-dao.
A must for me is, be alive. Shit, no damn breathing.
You're the only motherfucker I know fuck bad bitches. I just...
No, that overeater, goddamn it, that's a must. Let her be alive.
She can have one leg, a half a face, just be alive. You know what, Trap?
We can make something work. We can make something work with that. I'm just saying.
You know what? You just picked up
one leg up.
Your fan base just went up by a million by all the rejects. You know that's okay though. Everybody needs love. I don't knock you for that.
Exactly. You ain't never fucked a nigga in the wheelchair.
Just breathe for
me. And the switchboard just lit up again. King John Doe, what is a must for you? What's a must for you?
A big ass.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl.
There you go.
I got a statement. I'm always telling the ladies to make sure that you entertain your man. You know what I'm saying? It's very important. I mean, even if you ain't good at it, go take some classes. There's some places out here that, you know, will keep you out in hand, your relationship. You know, don't ever be, you know, too shy to, you know, entertain and seduce and, you know, tease your man. But a lot of women that they don't have good coordination think that I'm playing. So, you know, is there any advice that y'all want to give to the ladies on what is? Because I know that, you know, because I'm a dancer, you know what I'm saying? And I, you know, I used to dance.
Oh, Lord. Where you start that career?
Dancing for no money?
Exactly. Shit. What you dancing for?
That's when she started riding. That's when she started dancing.
Hey, man. Long as she stay in the private and dancing like that, you know, y'all ain't going to know where she started.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
oh, she a pussy
dancer. I'm a cry. I'm a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do.
Dance for no money.
I'm about to pop that pussy, nigga. You know what? Because that's what get a nigga. If you can pop that pussy, you can hold his ass.
You got it. You got it.
She pop that pussy, goddamn.
I'm in love with the stripper.
Hey, I got a question for y'all, though, man.
Ain't no uncle Lou, she a cousin Lou, man.
Oh, you legs up, homie.
Turn us on. Them hoes got it going on. That's right, world. We the only motherfucking station play whatever the fuck we want to play, whenever we want to play it, and how we want to play it. Real, raw, uncut, as we want to be, baby. No restrictions, no guidelines, no scripts. My pussy is running the switchboard. Y'all, excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean, The Tourette is kicking in. I'm sorry. Let's proceed. If that's the way we like to fuck Thursday, on Therapy Thursday, baby, you know what I'm saying? It's Therapy Thursday on High Talk Radio again. Tune in for your therapy. How do you like to fuck? Is face down, ass up, only for women with big booties? Do swim women ride the best? Is missionary only for couples? Is sex in the light only for cutty buddies? You know what I'm saying? Because sex in the dark might be too personal for some people. You know what I'm saying? I ain't cutting a lot off with you. I ain't trying to fall asleep. I want you to get the hell up and leave. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Is oral sex acceptable on the first night? Do you pick a mate based on their sexual performance? Bitch ain't got to have shit, and he ain't got to know nothing. He ain't got to know his name. But if he can fuck good, he the one. I'm just asking. You know what I'm saying? These questions were sent to the doctors here at Hot Talk Radio for us to elaborate on. You know what I'm saying? They seeking us for our advice. You know what I'm saying? Does size really matter? Pussy, ass, dick, titties? I mean, is it, you know, certain guidelines to how, you know, I mean, because she have absolutely no extended features, but as long as it's a pussy, it's all good, or vice versa. I'm just, you know, throwing the questions out there. We are taking it back to the way the world likes Hot Talk Radio. We are advanced and freaky, raw, real, and uncut as we want to be. Let go. Now, just so y'all know who's on the switchboard, now this DJ, hell no, I don't know what I'm doing, but I bet you I'm making this shit work. Y'all sitting up like, damn, she's taking that shit all the way back. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? Those were the songs that I used to love to listen to. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know I got good taste. I'm Venus, the Roman goddess of beauty and love. I know all things. I know everything that's right, and I know everything that's wrong. I don't know everything. I know all things. It's a difference. So, you know, if I chose a song, that was the song that needed to be chosen. Shout out to the dogs. Shout out to my Uncle Luke and them. Two Live Crew. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, that's, hey, it is what it is. We got Low Key in this bitch. We got Dr. TD, a.k.a. Swerve Jizzle. We got DJ Chopper John on deck. King Josh Doe in this bitch. And we got a switch wall full of other individuals. In the event that you desire to say something, please press the number one. That will alert you that you desire to speak, and you will be included into the conversation. Until then, happy motherfucking listen. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got a question for y'all.
Go ahead.
Now, is it considered child abuse if a female is sucking you off and she don't swallow?
Hell yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, God. Who asked that question?
That's
Low Key, you know what I'm saying? Uncut, you know what I'm saying? Raw and real.
That is child abandonment. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You know what, Low Key, you already getting some bands. I just wanted to tell you, I got women that's sending messages on Facebook saying, I like Low Key. Right now, they're probably upset with you for that statement. They seem like, you know, they used to the dogs on Hot Talk, right? They used to Dr. T. That's what Trapper John do. You know what I'm saying? But you have been coming in with a different side. You know, they were like, I like Low Key. Who is Low Key? What's up with Low Key? Now you come back with this. You know, threw me a left field. So you want to know if a bitch don't swallow, is that child abandonment? Now, my statement to you is that you go back. We got a show called To Spit or Swallow Tuesday, which took place on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. That's when the pimp players, gangsters, hustlers, trappers, everything that the world deems not right runs the show. Now, on that particular show, Dr. TTDD, whatever his name is, DT, EPQ, whatever you want to be called, EPK, ABC, distinctly stated, you know, a few statements pertaining to that particular subject when it came down to secretions. Now, Dr. TD, would you like to address that statement? Because I distinctly remember the statement being about, you know, if it was cheating, if an individual, if you stated that, you know, certain secretions had to be put in certain places for not to be cheating. Now, this particular subject was a little different. This question is about child abandonment. Now, I want to hear your take on it. Then I want to hear Trapper's take on it. Then I want to hear John Doe. I got to hear this shit. I ain't answering that bullshit because I got to kick all y'all ass. I got to eat me something. But I'm
actually,
go ahead. I want to hear this shit. Go ahead.
It's actually both. I mean, it's a boost because you're actually letting this child just fall out on the head when it's, you're strictly in your care. You know what I'm saying? You brought this child upon and you let him fall on his head to injure himself. So that's child abuse. It's abandonment because you just left him there. You just left him there. and it still be punishable by death. and not death by somebody else. You should kill yourself.
Only on Hot Shot Radio.
That's right. I'm saying. I'm kind of with it, you know, because I'm a baby killer myself. I didn't, you know, get a couple babies myself, you know. So, you know, I ain't mad at them, you know, when they, you know, when they drop the ball. You know what I'm saying? Just don't ask me to clean it up. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Just don't ask me to clean it up. Cause I, you know, hey, I was participating. It was almost like a co-conspirator in the murder. You know, hey. So, you know, just don't ask me to clean up the bodies. You know what I'm saying? I help you kill a couple.
Up a little bit.
Yeah, I help you kill a couple of babies, but I don't have me clean it up. You know what I'm saying? The little niggas on the TV, they just got to have to stay there. You know what I'm saying? It's all to the good. That's all I got to say.
The thing about this, Shepard John, see, we know that that's something that you're not proud of.
They intentionally do that to these kids. Just drop them on their head, just put them on the walls.
I mean, they're working towards getting them, and then just let them go.
Just let them go.
All
just fuck it. Well, I know some bitches is cannibals. They eat babies for a living. You know,
those are the queens and mothers of this earth.
Yes, you know. I mean, it's really nourishment. It ain't never protein. Giving you life. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you life, so now you be more abundant. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's all it is. It's gonna make your hair grow.
Be fruitful and multiply with the net in your mouth.
Swallow it. You gotta swallow. You know, you gotta swallow. You just take it all. It's like vitamin C. It's just vitamin C. That's it.
Oh, now it's drink. Now it's helping the immune system.
It's the right thing.
You sound like you look a motherfucking fool. Ladies, don't drink. You know what? You're gonna wake up acting like they motherfucking asses. Don't swallow that shit. Get it in their mouth. If they want somebody to swallow it, let them swallow their own shit.
That don't even sound right.
You
don't sound right. Don't
get a Simon Jado. I mean, I'm not. Hell, I got concubines in my stem, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a must. If one don't, the next one will. You know, I got each individual one just for specific purposes, you know, and they're good at what they do. So each individual one has to practice at what they do so they can perfect their craft.
Bless you, brother. Bless you.
Yeah, one bring the baby, one catch them. That's what's up.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Oh, y'all motherfuckers are on suspension because y'all have gotten out of line tonight. This is not what I teach. Ladies, sit on their motherfucking faces. Don't even let them know when you're coming. Just let them drink. Just let them drink. Quench they fucking thirst. They intentionally trying to put this shit in our mouth and make us swallow it. The thing
I mean,
about them is it's a little
coming.
Sicker.
I mean, she never know when I'm coming in anyways. She always gets a great surprise or an eyeful.
Eyeful?
Yeah.
Are you treating your shit like it's a contact lens? You trying to help make her see better. You trying to help her see the future.
I mean, if she, you know what I'm saying? I'm really trying to help her, you know what I'm saying, with her nutrients and everything, but, you know, and the skin softener.
So what y'all trying to say is that y'all don't need prenatal vitamins. Just drink y'all shit, and that's everything you need.
That's all. Everything. That's everything you need. I mean, we actually fertilize. We are givers damn near of life. If you want to, you know, God gave us that power to pass on to you all because you did come from us. So it's not like, you know what I'm saying, you're a foreigner to us.
We got your Ada Zinc.
I was turned every lady in this world against y'all. Can y'all imagine the world without a female?
Hell no.
You better behave, because Hot Talk Radio, I am the seven-headed beast, motherfucker. I am the seven-headed beast. I got all the countries in the palm of my hand. I can turn every woman against y'all asses, and y'all will be at war with your damn self.
You better
watch what you say on here, nigga.
But you see what God did? He didn't create two men. He created a man, and he took a woman from that man just in case. Because I'm telling you, if there were no women, I'd probably kill myself instantly.
Don't worry, I'm going to have a bunch of them do it.
I'll just close them, never open them again.
They can come beat me to death because I had my stuff. And see, that's the problem with men anyway, because see, when we coming out of our mothers, we already have a mouth wide open, so the pussy ain't started.
Mouth full of pussy when you're coming out. See, that's what's wrong. See, you come out with a mouth full of pussy, you need to keep that pussy in your mouth while you're trying to send shit down our throat. Nigga, y'all take a big, good deep swallow.
Things have changed.
Swallow some of these fluids and some of these juices and see how y'all behave.
Too much shit going on until y'all be bleeding and discharge. Y'all got too much shit going on.
We have to bleed to get rid of all that shit y'all be done put in us. You ain't talking about
y'all
that.
No, y'all don't bleed before we get there. Don't put that line on us. Y'all start bleeding. Don't put that line on us. Y'all start bleeding well before we get to
you. The reason why we start bleeding before y'all get there was in preparation for that bullshit that y'all were going to pull in us. See, everything before we...
You still in your dad's house while you still bleeding shit. He's trying to cleanse your ass out of all that bullshit. That's what it is.
Okay.
Exactly. Then you want a nigga to eat that shit.
Eat your shit.
Y'all
eat it.
Negative.
That's what
we got to fuck.
Eat it.
The shit that bleed for 7 days and don't die.
More like beat
right.
it.
That's because
we the ones that give life. Because we're the ones. Y'all should be trying to figure out how to satisfy us sexually. Because we
y'all
are the ones that make y'all make this world go round, make this world beautiful, colorful, and chaotic. I mean, you know, hey, we the one cause this shit. So y'all need to be trying to keep us happy. So damn trying to satisfy y'all and swallow y'all shit. Y'all come get a cup full of these juices, nigga, and toast.
I met this girl, her name was Joan. She loved the way I rocked on the microphone. When I met Joan, I took her home. She was just like a doggy all on my phone. I met another girl, her name was Anne. All she wanted was to freak with a man. When I met Anne, I shook her hand. We ended up freaking by a garbage can. The next young thing I met was Red. I took her to the house and she gave me head. She likes to freak, is all she said. We jumped in the Jeep and we broke my bed. There's another girl, her name is Mary. Talk about sex and the girl acts scary. I heard she was freaking for my homeboy Jerry. Took her to the house and I popped that cherry. Young and tender, sweet Denise. Get her in the bed and the girl's a beast. I'll tell your homeboy if you get a piece. She'll only start talking about signing the lease. I met this tender, her name was Laura. An X-rated movie wouldn't tell her story. She had a twin sister, her name was Lisa. And just like Lori, she's a real dick queen. My girlfriend's name was Michelle. Her booty was bigger than a tail on a whale. When I freaked Michelle, I freaked her well. Her pussy got hotter than the flames in hell. I cheated this girl, her name is Cam. I didn't want to do it
best friend, her name was Jane. I pulled her to the side and I spit that game. I met a lot of freaks in my lifespan. Freak one night with a girl named Pam. The very next day I saw her with her man. 1 week passed and I was in her again. I had an old tender, her name's Jadine. She was 32 and I was only 18. She likes to freak, she's just a fiend. It really didn't matter when I saw her in jeans. I want a big freak, fat and sly. I'll kick on back and watch her mock. 2 tons of fun, big mama jam. A country girl from Alabama. I met this freak, her name was Beth. Her pussy got wet and it smelled like death. I was tired as hell, I was dripping sweat, but I was all up in her trying to hold my breath. Bake and shake us. I met this freak in Vegas. She said her name was Donna. She was a built little freak from China. I said, I don't pimp or gigolo. I'm having so much money, I don't need a hoe. You can break yourself, but you can't break me. You never met a player like Short Baby. I knew a dick sucker named Betty Jo. Took her to my house and we did it on the go. The girl got ready and I'll tell you more. She was down on her knees begging to blow. She's like another freak named Renee. You get her all alone and she'll make your day. Like Burger King, she knows the play. With a freak like Renee, you can have it your way. These are chills, the freaking chills. These are the chills that I chill so well. These are the chills, the freaking chills. These are the chills that I chill so well. I met this girl, thick as hell. Only 16, said her name was Linnell. I took her to my house, I could not wait. Shit was much tighter than a century safe. Let me tell you this since we're talking young. I met another girl, said her name was Yvonne. Always talking about having fun. Once again, after that, I had it going on. I'm so too short, couldn't be no punk. I'm trying to get funky like female funk. So when you see me coming or see me going, I keep my money, let the hoes keep going. I once met a sister, she did it for free. On the foothill bus number 43. All the way in the back, she was working me. Had my big beat box and I was jamming the beat. I met this freak named Antoinette. Mac on baby like an ice cold vase. Everything she had is what I get. Cause I'm too short, baby, I don't play that shit. I met another freak, her name was Rhea. Baby thought too short just might eat her. I told her like this, she could suck my Peter. Or either go home cause I knew I didn't need her. Scratched her name out my telephone book. Never again took a second look. Cause the next young freak, her name was Sharon. She kept looking while I kept staring. Baby came through with my homeboy Gary. Her booty was stuffed in the jeans she was wearing. She never left, he cut out. I know you all know what I'm talking about. There's a freak named Shannon, such a sinner. She smokes that pipe and she's getting thinner. Shannon is cool, but her mind is gone. One fat rock and it's going on. She had another buddy came by my place. Thick ass bitch said her name was Grace. She walked in the door working late. You should have seen that look that was on my face. She's like this Tinder named Belinda. The homeboys called her Belinda the Blender. She gave head like she made it up. She was 20 years old with a big round butt. Had a girl look like Olive Oil. Her father was rich and the girl was poor. When she got mad, her blood was boiling. But I wrapped her all up like aluminum foil. These are the tales, the freaks. These are the tales that I tell so well. These are the tales, the freaking tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. Sugar Light, Friday night, it's going on.
grabbed her by the arm and I asked her name. She said it was Anita, her name's in Santa Rita. I took her to my house and homeboy, I treated her. Sent her on her way the very next day. Playboy Joyce wasn't ready to play. I bumped into this girl, her name's Roshan. We hit the motel and had it going on. Holiday Inn to the break of dawn. When I took baby home, I freaked her mind. I knew this tender named Cherie. I took her to my house and let her freak on me. Baby was a fan, she loved my feet. But I wouldn't raise my leg and let her kiss my feet. I met this freak named Yolanda. Rode baby doll like a brand new Honda. I was on top, she was up under. The bed hit the wall and it sounded like thunder. I once had a date with a girl named Kitty. She was so fine with her big fat chin. All night long she was acting shitty. So I mapped on baby like I was Frank Nitti. There's another girl, her name is Rose. I used to ride baby like brand new Vogue. I never saw Rose wearing clothes. She's a penthouse pet, ready to pose. I was riding down the street when I met Jan. Her booty was bigger than the whole damn planet. Ass everywhere, I just can't stand it. Tried to palm it, but I could not match. I had this freak, her name was Black. Said I'm the only man who ever called her funny. Everything I did to her was funny. I macked on Bunny and I took her money. Tonight, a date with girls. She was real short and her hair was curled. If you saw baby, you'd like this girl. She was so fine, I went to get her early. Shirley was freaking like a girl named Rachel. Her bite was vicious and it sure was fatal. She likes to kiss all on my navel. Those are her lips on top of my label. I knew another freak, her name was Ken. Real big lips and they came in handy. I smooth got work and it was so dandy. I hooked the broad up with my homeboy Randy. He did me a favor in return. Gave me a lizard, said her name was Laverne. Baby got tossed, then I got on. I grabbed the microphone and started singing my song. My young homeboy heard me rap and said he had way more freaks than that. So I told him like this, they might be freaking, but boy, you never had that TP treatment.
That's exactly what these niggas on here are. I'm upholding up the pound puppies line, ladies. Don't worry, I got this under control. Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable woman on deck. Fuck up, bitches! Gentlemen.
Yo.
We got Lucky in this bitch world. We got Swerve G, a.k.a. Dr. TB. We got Lil Papa John on deck. We got King Josh Joe. And somebody wrestling with their dick while they do the show or something. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, what's wrong?
Well, we're doing all kind of extra shit. Y'all already know what to do, man. I was digging that freaky tail shit, because that made me think about a lot of bitches. That was up. I was digging that. That was a good choice, DJ Hell Now.
I bet you good. Hell, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I made this shit work.
My name was Libra. Jake old booty looked like a zebra.
Oh, I got a zebra motherfucker? Yeah, I got straight. Okay. I know this done. His name was Trash.
Hey.
Don't make me take it back to, you know what I'm saying, when I used to rap. Don't make me do that.
Hey, somebody just chime, you know what I'm saying, level up something in the chat or whatever. They saying that only lazy people fuck on the side. The sideways fucking, well, you know what I'm saying, when you just lay down on your side and fuck, they say it's just for lazy fuckers. You know what I'm saying? I was like, nah, that's for motherfuckers with, you know,
back problems, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, you know what I mean?
That's that early.
They just the lazy motherfuckers.
Low key?
Right on.
Yeah.
How you feel about that? I mean, do lazy motherfuckers fuck on their side?
Nah, that is that early morning, you know what I'm saying? When you wake up, you know what I'm saying? And that 42 is at you, you know what I'm saying? You just get in where you fit in, you feel me?
Exactly.
I heard it's supposed to feel better when you hit it on the side.
Hey, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? If you sleep, it's going to wake you up, that's for sure.
Shit, now. You better stop playing now. This ain't what you want now.
You know, rock the boat. Rock the boat, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get the engine
current. That's why you like it on the side. I see. If I'm going to let you get it on the side, that gotta go ahead and get that first one off because this pussy is so tight and so good. I hate to get up and get on top and you busting fast. So I go ahead and let you hit it on the side, get that first one off so I can get on top and ride like I need to. You know what I'm saying? I used to take horse riding lessons, you know, ever since I was a little girl, you know what I'm saying? So I'm very experienced with bulls, horses, you know what I'm saying, motorcycles, anything that I have to straddle is on.
Yeah,
that's
we used
how
to
I like
play together.
If you can ride the bull, if you can ride the bull and stay on, you know what I'm saying, you might go on and get that pot, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just don't mean always want to win everything, you know what I'm saying, because I'm such a... You know, I'm so talented, you know what I'm saying? It just makes people upset with me because it's like, damn, is there anything this bitch can't do? You know what I mean? Like, no, it's not. So I just leave that shit for the amateurs, you know what I'm saying? You know, I be trying to be so funny, you know what I'm saying? Papa John?
What now? I ain't got shit to do with it.
Yeah, you did.
I don't even know that bitch. Hey, she trying to goddamn get me to come pick them kids up. I ain't doing it. I left them on the floor. That's where they going to stay.
I still don't feel like shit been solved. Let me see if Dr. TD line has cleared back up yet. Dr. TD, are you still jacking your dick?
Hey, man. I just love Columbia. And they love 69 down there. Real talk.
Yeah, you know what? I got
a lot of Haitian patients too. They love 69 as well. So I'm gonna go try it out with a few of them, man. I'm gonna call y'all back in a few minutes. I got three.
Hey. Somebody say I'm wounded in this moment. Hey.
You need to leave that basic shit alone. Wait, go ahead. I'm sorry, Loki. He just pissed me off.
Hey, to elaborate on what you were saying before we went to commercial. Now, you were saying that, you know what I'm saying, a man come in, you know what I'm saying, all fresh up in the pussy, right? But let me ask you this right here. If a car get gassed, you know what I'm saying, through dick, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, without anything being inserted, you know what I'm saying, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't riding nowhere. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that just elaborate on that, you know what I'm saying? So it takes two, you know what I'm saying? The two got to come together in order to make it work. So, you know, that's all I'm saying, you know. Just had to elaborate.
And like two fast motherfuckers can't fuck. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it takes
you know what I'm saying? And like it takes two, like you said, take collaboration, teamwork.
Yes,
teamwork make the dream work.
And somebody ain't playing foul.
And like two motherfuckers without arms trying to fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Man, it's a damn one of them motherfuckers got no rings.
What's up?
Hey, that's a hard way to go, try to fuck. Man, what do y'all got no arms? Can nobody hold the pool? Man, y'all just got no scooting on each other. That's
wrong with that.
just saying. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Anybody got time for that?
Hey. But, yeah, I mean, I say, you know, everybody needs love. You know what I'm saying? Blind, crippled, and crazy. They all need love and shit. You know.
Hey, well, that just go back to what old girl was saying earlier, man. You know what I'm saying? You just got to. No, actually, that was the old girl saying that. You know, you just everybody needs love, but you got to do what fits you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know, ladies, like she said, you know you got to drive pussy, you know what I'm saying? Don't be running around talking about your pussy this and your pussy that. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep that on the low. You know what I'm saying? Just go out and give everybody the best dome possible.
Exactly.
We'll appreciate that.
It's like, don't name yourself Superhead if you really don't get ahead. I mean, you
right.
know. You know, shit.
Fellas,
if you
all y'all out there with
yeah.
All y'all out there with these little ants, you know what I'm saying? Stop running around grabbing your crotch, you know what I'm saying? And get in the corner somewhere and practice eating pussy. You know what I'm saying? Just be the best pussy you can be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bitches will give you props on that shit.
Yeah,
well, you know, a lot of hoes, you know, they be like, fuck that shit, just beat my pussy up.
Yeah,
they be like, fuck that head shit. Yeah, because I guess I ain't good at the shit, so they just be like, just beat this pussy up, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
You know, hey, it is what it is.
And fellas, if you can't beat it up with your dick, you know what I'm saying, just take your fist and start punching the shit out of that pussy.
Mm-hmm. Put your knee in that motherfucker.
Put your damn ass to ass knee to yourself, nigga.
Just to roll that pussy, you know what I'm saying?
His ass just put an elbow in that bitch. Hey, that what? Hey, tell her to ride the knee. Just put your knee up. Just tell her to ride this right here.
You can't handle that counter.
Hey, even in that mug, man, everything
going to be hitting rock bottom. Damn right. You know what I'm saying? Look up in there. See some of your homeboys up in there. You know what I'm saying? If it's that fat, just take a peek in there.
Be like, hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
Anybody in there? Anybody home? Fuck it, guys. But yeah, that's what you got to do sometimes.
And you know this. And you know
man.
This.
Man.
Damn right.
But it do go to, you know, like I said earlier, man. Sometimes, you know, you can find some bitches, man, look like they ain't got no ass. But, you know, when they bend over, it kind of spread and make it where you can work with.
Yeah. I'm let that motherfucker
do hips is cool, include the ass? I mean... Because a bitch can have some hips and no ass, or she can have ass and no hips. I mean,
yeah.
Hey, you know what?
That's true.
It's like you were just reading my mind just now, man.
Oh, no.
Like,
come on now, baby.
Hips is something to hold on to. But a bitch can have like a nice apple ass, but she ain't got no hips. So, like, your hands just slide off. Boom. Just slide, you know.
Hey,
so
yeah,
just,
man.
The hands
man,
just slide
man.
Past. Like, what the fuck?
Have mercy.
That's blood raw right there.
Oh yeah, that's it. And then,
well,
you know,
world, I got something I want to say real quick. I want because I really enjoyed y'all nonsense tonight. You know what I'm saying? I just let them do what they do, world. Sometimes because this is how I find out how men think, and then I come back and correct their ass with my workshop. I got workshops teaching men how to motherfucking behave. Don't worry, ladies. I got this. Don't worry. Piss on their ass.
You'll get a lot of girls green
up.
You'll get a lot of girls beat up.
Was that a 52 ounce or a 32 ounce?
Hey, be careful now, because there's some dudes out here doing that.
It's on me, you want.
But that's okay. You want to pee? I'll show you pee.
Yeah.
I'm rich, bitch.
Don't
fuck
me.
That Colt 45 12-pack pee on the
Well, some of that Seagram's
anyway.
Gin and juice be on the
Hennessy,
baby. Put a Hennessy baby on that old.
Fuck
it.
Oh, no! Hey, pass the Cavazier on that home.
You ought to stop your bragging.
Hey,
but real talk, though. Real talk, though. Ladies, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? If you respect me, I'm going to respect you back. You know what I'm saying? A gentleman is always going to be a gentleman. But while we in the streets. But after we get outside the streets behind closed doors, it's every man for himself.
This ain't what you want, boy. No, this ain't what you want. Bumba clot rampant. You know me? I am the original Dandara. You understand? I don't want to ramp with bumba clot me. Come, come on. I murder people for fun. Murder on a bumba clot for fun.
Radio. Lady, we were in this bitch, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell No, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I make this shit work. DJ Smart G, a.k.a. TD, start with your clothes out and tell them where they can find you at.
Hey, man, you can find me out here in these streets, man. You know what I'm saying? You can find me in motherfucking Duval County. You can find me in Fulton County. You know what I'm saying? You can find me catching the slab through Texas. But if you need to really need to holler at me, man, just hit me on Twitter at DJ Swerve G. I'm everywhere. You ain't never the fuck with me.
Everywhere you ain't never there. I love that shit.
Low key. He talked to me. You hear it. Low key. Low
what
key,
up,
tell him where they find you at.
Yo, you can find me on Twitter, lowkey23. What's happening?
Tell it for him.
LOKEYY23. All day.
See? Everybody wouldn't know the spelling like that. We really appreciate
well, you
joining us.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You got to be original.
I can dig. Feel free to check in with us. We hold this shit down every Sunday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. Check in with
oh,
us on Sunday for Situation Sunday. Tuesday for Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. That's when the pimp sales, gangsters, hustlers, trappers, everything in the world deems not right. Run the show. On Wednesday, we got Hump Day in the Hood, live from the trap with either Trapper John and the Cut. And Thursday is Therapy Thursday. It goes down on Hot Talk Radio. King John Doe, tell them where they can find you at.
Yo, you can find me on Twitter at King_Ja357. You dig? Follow my artist, Henny White. That's at Henny White, HENNYWHYTE. You know what I'm saying? We dropped the album November 20th. We got the video in the streets, too, so we out here trapping this music. So fuck with us, you dig?
Y'all make sure y'all follow us at Hot Talk 2010. That's HOTTALK 2010. Follow me on Facebook, Lady Libra, one word, LADY, LIBRA, space hell, HELL. And it's pronounced Lady Libra, hell. You hear Trapper John?
These yeah, they already know what they...
Hot Talk Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, they already know where they can find me at. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, your boy, DJ Trapper John. That's Trapper, TRAPPERJON. You know what I'm saying? On that Facebook. Or DJ Trapper John on that Twitter. Or you can just, you know what I'm saying, send me a motherfucking email to that royalgold.c@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? We still got them buses going. Still got them party buses. So, you know, all my party people, you know what I'm saying? I got a stripper bus going on. I got a DJ bus going on. So y'all need to just fuck with me. Y'all already know what to do, man. DJ Trapper John, get at us, man.
On that note, we'll see you Sunday.
Join the Go Campaign.
On the Go Campaign.
Join the Go Campaign on Facebook. That's what's up.
And be sure to enjoy your sex life. That's how it keeps you young. We'll holler.